From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama returns to his landmark health care overhaul plan in another backyard gathering underway just outside Washington, D.C. He's visiting a family in Northern Virginia, where he's also expected to address jobs and the economy in general, the dominant issue for voters this election year. After meeting with voters face-to-face, President Obama will head next to New York for the U.N. General Assembly. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the president will meet with world leaders to discuss global development goals.
The president lands in New York and goes straight to the UN building to speak about the Millennium Development Goals. Those are initiatives to reduce poverty and improve global health. But the main event is Thursday, when the president will address the UN General Assembly. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the speech will review what the U.S. has done over the last 20 months to renew American leadership in the world.
He'll also have the ability to look forward and to lay out in broad strokes what the purpose of American leadership is in the world as we continue to promote both peace and security and prosperity, but also democracy and human rights around the world.
Rhodes says Mr. Obama will touch on the global economy, Al-Qaeda, nuclear nonproliferation, and Mideast peace. In the president's UN speech last year, Mr. Obama announced what he called a new era of engagement based on mutual interest and mutual respect. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev is banning the delivery of S-300 air defense missile systems to Iran. The Kremlin said in a statement today the president's office had issued the decree. Russia's reacting to U.S. and Israeli concerns about Iran getting hold of the high-precision missile systems. Moscow supported new U.N. sanctions against Iran when the Islamic Republic refused to halt its uranium enrichment activities. Greek truckers have blocked off the country's two main highways outside Athens. They're protesting a vote by the Greek parliament to open up the trucking industry to competition, something the truckers' union opposes. Joanna Kakissis has more on this from Athens.
Waving blue and white Greek flags, the truckers called Greece's government dictators for the vote to open up the trucking industry to competition. No new permits to operate freight trucks have been issued in decades. That means the existing permits are expensive, according to economists. Some permits are sold on the black market for as much as $300,000. We've paid for those permits, says trucker Yorgos Triandafilopoulos. The government stole the money. That's why we're in debt. They should return the money. Greece is $400 billion in debt. It promised to reform its labor market in return for about $144 billion in loans from the European Union and International Monetary Fund. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.
On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down more than 20 points at 10,740. This is NPR. The French government is bracing for another massive labor strike that could disrupt operations across the country tomorrow. It will be the third nationwide protest over President Nicolas Sarkozy's pension reform plan. Demonstrations earlier this month drew more than 1 million people. Ahead of mass protests, authorities are warning of a potential terrorist attack on large crowds in France. The head of France's national police says he suspects Al-Qaeda's North African affiliate in the plot. The group claimed it was behind last week's kidnapping of 5 French nationals and 2 Africans in northern Niger. Officials say 80 whales have stranded themselves at a beach in far north New Zealand. Many have since died. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, volunteers are working to move the surviving whales to a safer location.
The pilot whales were discovered by authorities this morning at a remote beach on the northernmost tip of New Zealand. 25 of the whales were dead by the time workers from New Zealand's conservation department arrived on the scene. Several more had to be euthanized because of injuries caused by being tossed around in rough seas along the rocky coastline. Because of the heavy seas, officials have decided to try to truck the whales to a safer beach for refloating. Volunteers from several whale rescue organizations, as well as the local Maori community, have turned out to help. The rescue effort is expected to last throughout the night as gale-force winds and heavy swells pound the area. Just last month, another group of nearly 60 whales stranded themselves on a nearby beach. Only 9 were successfully returned to the sea. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
The Federal Housing Finance Agency is reporting a decline in July of 0.5% in U.S. housing prices. Dow's down more than 25 now. This is NPR.